can't hear it, turn it up.
That motherfucker didn't know I was gonna go crazy on the air.
I'm back, hotter than a nigga in hell. I'm back, I know you're sick, so I'm wishing you well. I'm back, grinding hard and tucking your tail. I'm back, soon as I hit the crowd, I'm yell. I'm back, hotter than a nigga in hell. I'm back, know you're sick, so I'm wishing you well. I'm back, grinding hard and tucking your tail. I'm back, soon as I hit the crowd, I'm yell. Well, I'm back, click clack, the prince is back. Even though I been here, I still owe y'all that. A nigga been low key, but I'm off the rack. Jumped off the corner, sold weed, now back to crack. Had to get some new bullets and some even bigger guns. Moving in and out of trapping like I'm still on the run. Got a vest on, shot and I'm strapping a ton. Everything all good, cause I'm fucking with John. That's when a nigga straight thought of the Elpo. Bought two first class seats to New York to see if I could go and ball in the same coat. Me and my bitch both. Two guns we tow. A nigga was sleep, now the goon is woke. Ain't even no question about the knives I pull. Got hit with a ball and I still got flow. Being me and G unit, that's all she wrote.
I'm back, hotter than a nigga in hell. I'm back, I know you're sick, so I'm wishing you well. I'm back, grinding hard and tucking your tail. I'm back, soon as I hit the crowd, I'm yell. I'm back, hotter than a nigga in hell. I'm back, know you're sick, so I'm wishing you well. I'm back, grinding.
Still deep in the club with my niggas stomping. Every show I do, know I have them screaming and jumping. Yeah, niggas they are hating, but you know they be popping. Through the course of this album, yeah, your bottom went through it. Like getting pushed off the stage by the police and shit. I don't know what the hell wrong with all these been. Another police touch me and I'ma sue him again. He murdered them being born, I gotta raise the kid. I don't think some of y'all know who you're playing with. Had a sick manager who took my benefit. Fuckin' with violator, now the picture look real big. On some real shit, my nigga Vic gon' be rich. Pray to God forgive him for the dirt that he did. When I wasn't on TV, you forgot about me. I took it upon myself to remind you about me.
I'm back, hotter than a nigga in hell. I'm back, know you're sick, so I'm wishing you well. I'm back, grinding hard and tucking your tail. I'm back, soon as I hit the crowd, I'm yell. I'm back, hotter than a nigga in hell. I'm back, know you're sick, so I'm wishing you well.
Hey there, everybody. Born in the 80s podcast. I'm your host, Jason Dyer. If you haven't noticed, the podcast is a couple days late. I've already gotten some emails about it. You know, is the show over? No, it's not over. Abusive emails. Get your shit together. Get your show out on time. You know. Hey, man, real life. Real life takes precedent over the podcast sometimes. You do what you gotta do. I'm sure right off the bat, you'll be seeing the cover art for this episode. You'll be like, whoa, there's a porno star with big-ass titties. Yes. To the left is, to your left would be, that's me. Then in the middle is Carmen Luvana, and to the right is my girlfriend Cora. It was about 2 weeks ago we went to go see her. She was making a personal appearance at one of the local sex shops, so we thought it'd be cool just go down there, see what the deal is. And man, she is short. She must be like 4'11", 5 foot. She was way shorter than I expected. Her boobs were like the size of grapefruits, like big fake titties, but they were awesome. Basically, it was like me and my girlfriend, an old lady who was there for like her husband and stuff like that, and the rest were like somewhere in between 40 and like 80-year-old child molester looking people. You know, the kind of guys you see that are in like strip clubs who go there like every day and, you know, are weird and freaky as shit. Also, I think it's funny too is, like, you see, like, any celebrities, you know, out there, they have, like, big, giant black bodyguards. Even porn stars have big, giant black bodyguards. This dude must have been, like, at least 600 pounds, I would say, giant black man. And, this guy, he so-called accidentally grabbed this chick's titty, and the big black guy almost, like, killed him. Which was funny as shit. But that was awesome. Carmen Luvana is probably my favorite porn star. I think she's super hot. And it was real fun, you know, meeting her in person, which is pretty cool. My girlfriend was all nervous, you know, she had, like, sweaty palms. She was just like, oh my god, she's so hot. But all in all, it was a good time. I would definitely go and see another porn star. Well, a hot porn star, not one of the, like, skanky-ass ones that I see in some of these porno pick of the weeks. The second thing I'll address right off the bat is I've been getting a couple of emails about the kid from Co-Mutiny, not the host, but the other kid, that I've just been kind of, prodding and making fun of the last few shows, just kind of see what kind of reaction he had. And his reaction wasn't what I thought it was going to be. He was kind of, he was kind of mopey about it. He was kind of like, I'm not funny, throughout like an entire episode. He just kind of threw that in, and I got a bunch of emails about that, and I don't know, I kind of thought they would come up with something better. Like, I didn't think the kid would take it personally, which it seems like he did. I mean, I make fun of the other co-host, Jake. I mean, I call him functionally retarded sometimes, but, he's a good guy. I'm just busting his balls. And, when I said the kid's not funny and doesn't bring it into the show, I was just fucking around with him. But he seems to take it personally, which I thought was kind of funny. But I just kind of thought maybe they would, take a shot back at me, or maybe do a bit that was kind of funny, or, something fucking around, busting some balls. But none of that happened, and he just kind of took it personally. So, that's a little weird, Learn how to work, kid. Learn how to work. I'm just fucking around with you. I'm just some asshole, 3,000 miles away anyways. What the fuck does it matter, in my opinion? Kind of going off that, those people who emailed me about more information about Tards, he has a new website up. I don't know it offhand, but I'll make sure to put it in our links section of the website at borninthe80s.com, so everybody can, check out what all that shit's about. Something kind of weird happened to me just the other day. I was trying out a new barber. I go to barbers. I don't go to hairstylists. And the barber I've been going to is just kind of, he's not doing it for me. So I'm looking for a new barber, and I go into this barbershop. And these guys are fucking, they must be, 80 years old. But I was just like, oh, okay, old school barber, what the fuck. I go and sit down. I'm getting the haircut done and all this and that. And about, halfway through, three-fourths of the way through, he's like, oh, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, around Flint, Michigan. And he's like, oh, yeah, Niggertown. I'm like, wait, what did you say? He's like, yeah, a lot of niggers live there. And, he just goes off on, a tangent about black people, but, calling them, niggers the whole time, and about how they're, rapists and killers and all this other stuff. And I was, looking at him like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you old fucker? And I'm just sitting there, I was, surprised. I mean, this is, old school, 1950s racism. Straight up. I don't know. Oh, then he starts talking about, in this town there wasn't any black people, and now there's black people, so all the property values are going down, and all this other shit, and I was like, what the fuck, you crazy old fucker? It's like I walked into, the crazy, 1950s racist Twilight Zone as soon as I went into that barbershop. And I don't know, it just took me off guard, how racist, some of these people are in Wisconsin, because, overall, they're kind of, nice people and shit, but, when it comes to, other races, they're pretty ignorant, and, it's fucked up. And, through, the rest of my haircut, which it felt like forever, but I'm sure it was, 5 minutes, was, him and his, other barber, old man buddy were, telling, N-word jokes the whole time, and all this other shit, and I was stunned, to tell you the truth. Because I've heard racism for, crazy rednecks, but not, when I'm just getting a haircut, chilling out, and just, boom, got hit with 1950s, I want to lynch some black people racism. It was pretty fucked up. Made me just want to, go find a black chick and, go make out with her, right in front of his barbershop window, I'm sure that would get him all heated. And the worst thing about it was he actually gave me a good haircut. But, I can't go back to him. I mean, he's fucking racist, but he did give a good haircut. And as I was leaving, I was just like, man, you... I said, you old fuckers are messed up, and then I left. And that was pretty much my experience with the, racist barbershop. Alrighty, I think we'll get to the emails. We just got a couple here that I think I will read. Oh, the first one is, Jason, how do you get a bisexual girlfriend? What's the trick? Well, I don't know if there's necessarily a trick to it, but all the girls I have dated have been bisexual. I don't know if I can just detect that, or if it just... I don't know. I don't know how I can find it, but beforehand, I generally don't know they're bisexual. I mean, I kind of get a hint of it, but, I think the best way is, just to ask a chick if she's bisexual or not, you know what I'm saying? And if she says yes, then bingo. If you think she's like, but if she's one of those chicks that is like, oh, I'm not bisexual, but I make out with chicks, and I've done this, that, and the other, she really wants to be, you just gotta nudge her a little bit more, and you'll be able to get her to, you know, banging a chick in no time. I actually got a couple of prospects of some people I know, might be fooling around with me with my girlfriend, you know, just prospects at the moment, but wouldn't be the first time, and it won't be the last time that, you know, having a threesome, and it's not that hard to get going, really, if you think about it. Like, some guys are like, oh, you can't get a threesome going, that's all, you know, it's hard to do. Not really. You just get some chicks that are fucking cool, and, you know, they go crazy, and play with each other's meat curtains, and it's all good. It's all good, son. It's all good. Next email is, I just watched the movie Cashback, and you were totally right about that movie. That movie was so cool. I really enjoyed the soundtrack to the movie. It was a really fun and cool movie. Well, thank you for that. I thought it was also a very good movie. But on the other side of this, I got another email saying, you're a fucking retard. The Simpsons movie was hilarious. I can't believe you didn't laugh through any of it. Well, I really didn't find it that funny. I mean, the jokes, I could see that they were funny, but they weren't like, they didn't make me laugh or anything. They were humorous, but I wasn't, yeah, ha, 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 you know? I didn't really enjoy that movie. I actually gave it away to somebody at school because I was just like, eh, I don't care about this movie. I don't really care about The Simpsons. I don't even watch The Simpsons. I haven't watched The Simpsons in like fucking 10 years. I mean, it's not that funny when there's South Park and Family Guy and, you know, other shit like that to watch. Simpsons are just kind of tame. Another email about how I'm wrong. You're wrong about Bioshock. Bioshock would never be a 7 out of 10. Bioshock is an awesome and innovative game, and you have it totally wrong. I think it is a great game and an innovative game, but for me, if you're making a first-person shooter for the PC, or even, you know, Xbox 360 or whatever, you need some sort of multiplayer, and you need a storyline that is more than 12 hours. I mean, sure, you can stretch it out if you're moving real fucking slow or whatever, but I need more than that when I'm buying a game that's, you know, $52, $53. I mean, that shit ain't cheap, you know what I'm saying? I'd had a great time with the game, but I beat it in 12 hours, and to tell you the truth, I haven't picked it up again. There's not a lot of replay value in this game. Next email is, I just got Sirius Satellite Radio because you recommended it, and oh my god, it's so fucking awesome. I mean, all the music channels are great and everything, but Howard 100 and Howard 101 are awesome. Howard Stern is the man, and Bubba the Love Sponge is a close second. But those shows are super entertaining. They're better than any podcast could ever be. Well, I'll second that notion. I mean, it's basically, you know, I don't think any radio show can ever be as good as Howard Stern. I mean, he is just the master at it. And Bubba the Love Sponge has, like, a different take on it. And his is really good, too. I mean, I've been taking some of his, like, Bubba speak, and it's, like, been leaking into my real life, like Bamboozle and, you know, other shit like that. But, you know, if you don't have Sirius Satellite Radio, go out and get it, or, you know, there are the magic of the internet where you can actually get those two shows. But, you know, either way, check those out, man. They're super good. Especially if you never heard them before, and you kind of know who they are, but you don't know who they are, they're better than any podcast you'll ever listen to. Hands down. Or any radio show you'll ever listen to. I mean, those are the two best. It is what it is. Next email. Jason, why are you so angry all the time? It seems on your podcast you're an angry human being. I don't feel like I'm an angry human being. I feel like I'm an honest person. And sometimes people take honesty as, you know, being a dickhead. Which is sometimes true. But, you know, I've had other people in my life, like my mom and my girlfriend and, you know, people I know, they're all like, oh, you got, you know, anger issues, you know, you don't like people, blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't like most people. I like some people. I mean, I like my fans, even though they call me assholes and a dickhead and everything fucking else, you know. But I remember one time my mother, I must have been like 15 or 16. At this time, I just got busted for, like, drugs and I never went to school, and I got arrested by the police, and, like, all the stuff was, like, culminating, like, into one thing, and my mom's like, you need to go to counseling, you know, you need to get your act together and this and that. You have anger issues and this, that, and the other. So, she sent me to this psychiatrist dude, and all they did was, like, piss me off. He asked me questions, was like a dickhead to me the entire time. I thought, like, counselors were supposed to be, like, laid back and shit like that. And, like, afterwards, like, he goes and talks to my mom. He's like, your son has anger issues, the blah, blah, blah. I was just testing him with being aggressive and see how he would react. I was like, anyone would be an asshole to you because you were a fucking dick. I mean, it's not that I have problems, it's you just being a fucking asshole. So, that was the last time I ever went to, like, a counseling or a psychiatrist or anything like that. My girlfriend said I should go back because I tell her to go sometimes because, you know, chicks got issues, like, more than guys. Like, guys, most guys can handle their issues, you know what I mean? But chicks, you know, they let it kind of, like, eat at them and stuff like that. So I was trying to get her to go for her, you know, issues, whatever they may be. And she turns it around on me, and she's like, well, I'm not going to go unless you go, and, you know, I ain't going, you know? Just because I don't like people doesn't mean I have a problem. Well, in my opinion, I guess. Another odd thing, too, is, like, my sister thinks, like, I hate her and stuff, but she listens to the show, so I'm sure she's listening right now. But, like, my girlfriend messaged her out of the blue and, like, telling her I don't hate her, you know, taking it upon herself. And, like, my sister says back to her is, like, when I call on the phone and ask for my dad, he should initiate some small talk. I'm not good at small talk, you know what I mean? It's like, what am I going to say? How's the weather and shit like that? If she wants to talk to me, you're listening right now, I'm sure. You say, how am I doing when you call this house? You understand? I ain't making small talk with you unless you start making small talk with me. And that's the way it is. I'm a stubborn bastard, I guess. But, you know, whatever. And the last email for the day is, you seem to haven't had any co-hosts in quite a while, I mean, other than your girlfriend. I mean, she's good and everything, but whatever happened to Kane and Kami? Well, I don't really know. Like, they don't, tell you the truth, I don't even think they like me anymore. You know, I don't think I've talked to them in, you know, a good month or two. I mean, I've tried, but never got messaged back, so I guess those motherfuckers don't like me anymore. But, you know, it is what it is. Shit happens. They're more than likely to come back on the show. I mean, I think they know that, but they never sent me an email or anything about it, so it is what it is. Alright, let's get to some movies. First up, Resident Evil Extinction, a third in the Resident Evil franchise, and I'll say this right off the bat, if you didn't like Resident Evil 2, you'll not like Resident Evil 3, because it's basically Resident Evil 2 meets Mad Max with, you know, with some superpowers thrown in, basically. The plot is the T-Virus killed everything on Earth, so everything's a desert, very Mad Max-ish. The survivors are, like, roving around the country, and they can't stay in one place for too long, or they get eaten. Well, then you also go along Alice's storyline, where, you know, she tries to kill more zombies and try to get at the people that, you know, did shit to her and, you know, all that bullshit. The things I liked about this movie were the action scenes. I thought they were really cool, really well done. I liked the scenes where they were, like, underground in the new hives, where the evil, like, business, big businessmen were, like, meeting and stuff. I always like when, like, the big business guy is, like, the bad guy. Like, the Umbrella Corporation, I think, is really cool, and I really enjoy that. They do some throwbacks to the video games. I didn't really play the video games too much because I don't like backtracking to find fucking keys and other bullshit that's in Resident Evil games. Things I didn't like were the makeup effects for the zombies took a step back. The huge plot holes, I mean, they didn't have the greatest plot in the world to begin with, but from the second movie, there's a chick and a little girl that are in the group, and they're, like, never mentioned in the entire movie, not if they died, they lived, anything. In one part of the movie, like, the certain people are escaping with a helicopter to Alaska, and that's, like, the last time you see them, you don't check back in with them. Basically, the ending of this movie is wide open. To make another sequel, but they said the third's going to be the last one. My guess is they'll Mila Jovovich won't come back. They'll get a new chick in there, and they'll do some, like, straight-to-DVD type movies. Overall, I would say I enjoyed the movie for what it was. It was like an action type of zombie movie. It wasn't the greatest movie in the world. It wasn't the worst movie in the world. But I wouldn't rent it for more than like 50 cents at your local store, like Blockbuster or whatever. So wait till it comes way down in price or like torrent it. I would say you might be able to even wait and see this on TV and not miss much. But definitely don't see it in the theaters and don't buy it. You know, don't get it right when it goes into Blockbuster. It's not worth $4 rental. Another movie I seen that was very light on plot and heavy on action is The Condemned. This has Stone Cold Steve Austin in it, the wrestler, and Vinnie Jones, who's been in a ton of movies, played the Juggernaut in X-Men 3. The basic layout of this movie is this reality TV millionaire guy gets 10 convicts, puts them on an island, and he gives them certain weapons and stuff like that, and whoever wins will go free. Kind of like... I can't remember the title of the movie. It was a Japanese movie where they put a bunch of kids on an island to kill each other, and whoever won got to leave free. But anyways, the plot is bad, the acting is bad, the action is intense and all over the place. It's really good. Stone Cold Steve Austin, not a very good actor, but he plays the badass part very good. I would say, if you're an action fan, pick this one up as a rental. There's a good amount of killing in it, people blowing up. A whole bunch of cool stuff. So if you're an action fan, pick this one up as a rental. It's worth a watch. A movie I just rewatched is Doom. This has The Rock in it and one of the guys from Lord of the Rings. I remember liking the movie when I seen it in theaters. Rewatching it, I didn't like it as much. It's a pretty decent action movie. They have some, you know, pop out, you know, parts that kind of make you jump a little bit. But overall, I would say this one's worth a rental. There's not much to say about it. Most people pan the movie. I would say it's worth like a $2 rental. You know, it'll keep you entertained. Next up, I watched Superman vs. Doomsday, the animated movie, and I was pretty disappointed with this movie. I mean, the title is Superman vs. Doomsday or Superman Doomsday. I can't quite remember. But anyways, he fights Doomsday for about maybe 5 to 10 minutes in the beginning part, and after that there is no Doomsday in the movie. Second, the designs of the faces are a little weird. It's kind of like the 90s cartoon, but they put these weird like cheek jaw lines in it, which made Superman look way old and made some of the characters look really off. Also, Lex Luthor's design, he kind of looked like a guy who had like either cancer or AIDS. He looked very, like, sickly-ish. They also deviated from the graphic novel. Well, they call it a graphic novel, but it was a series of comic books. They deviate from that big time, which is not necessarily a bad thing, because the death and resurrection of Superman is pretty much a clusterfuck. I mean, he comes back with a mullet and guns and, you know, shit like that. I mean, that's a whole nother tangent on my problems with the death and resurrection of Superman in the comic books. But anyways, they basically make this like alternative clusterfuck to it. It's basically Superman gets beaten where he's almost dead, then Lex Luthor clones him and creates a new Superman, but this Superman's evil, so once the original Superman heals himself, he comes back to fight him. And of course Superman wins and all that. I would say if you're a fan of the comic books, you'll be pretty disappointed in this movie. But if you're just a Superman fan in general, or you've never, you don't really pay attention to Superman that much, and you like animated movies, I say you'll have a good time in this movie. It has a lot of good action, the plot's decent, so you don't really notice like how many things they change from the comic book. Overall, I would say this one's easily worth a rental, so go check it out. Next is one of my favorite 80s movies. It's Big Trouble in Little China. It has Kurt Russell in it, and it's like an action comedy mysticism type of movie. And if you haven't seen it, I mean, where have you been? Basically, Kurt Russell is this truck driver who gets himself involved in these ancient Chinese black arts in Chinatown in San Francisco, and he has to save these couple of chicks with his like Asian friend. And basically the whole movie is just a bunch of action and comedy. It's one of my favorite movies. It's awesome. I would say go out and buy this on DVD. You can probably find it for like $5 or $6 on DVD. Big Trouble in Little China, you know, two thumbs up, go out and buy this movie. Next up is our foreign flicks. The first one is Shinobi Heart Under Blade, or Heart Blade, or I don't remember what the title is. It's Shinobi is the main thing. Heart Under Blade, I believe, is the title of it. But this is all. This is based off the Koga Ninja Scrolls book of the 1950s. Also, that was based off that novel was Ninja Scrolls, the animated movie, Basilisk, the animated series, and manga. Also, this movie. This movie is a very stylized, wirework, Asian kung fu-ish movie. If you're a fan of Basilisk, the manga, or the anime, you'll find a lot of differences. I'm not sure what the differences from the book are to the movie, but I've heard they're a great deal. They kind of combine different characters from, like, the book to, like, different ones. Like, you know, three characters might be put into one in this movie. The movie has great action. It has cool, like, super-ish powers. They're not quite superpowers, but they are superpowers. If you're a fan of any kind of kung fu movies, superhero movies, I would say definitely check this out. It's well worth it. A great movie. Some people might have problems because it's all subtitled, so if you can't deal with subtitles, then you're not going to deal with this movie. But I would actually recommend this one as a buy. I feel very strongly. I think it's a very good movie. Last movie was Tokyo Zombie. I don't know really what to say about this movie. It's kind of like the Japanese version of Shaun of the Dead. It's like a comedic zombie movie. Basically, the plot is Tokyo citizens have just been throwing trash out, and they made a giant Mount Fuji worth of trash in the middle of their city, and people who end up getting buried there come back as zombies. And your main characters are this guy with an afro and this bald-headed guy. I don't know what the deal is with the Japanese and with afros and, like, bald-headed guys, but if you watch any, like, comedic anime, there's always, like, a dude with an afro in it and stuff like that. And basically, these guys fight zombies with jiu-jitsu. If you know MMA, it's a form of ground fighting. But I was thinking that's one of the worst ways to fight zombies because you're in very close contact with them. And a lot of things you go for, like arm bars and stuff like that, you put your, like, leg and arms near their face for easily getting bitten. So the whole, like, little jiu-jitsu premise is quite a bit flawed. But this movie, it takes a lot of weird turns. Sometimes you don't know what the fuck is even happening. By the end of this movie, I don't know if I like this movie or not. Right after the movie, I just go, what the fuck did I just watch? I don't really understand. So I'm not... It's an intriguing movie. I would say go check it out on a torrent if you're interested in, like, a weird zombie Japanese movie. We have a winner to our World War Z contest that was announced in episode 19, like, months ago, which nobody really entered, but we have our winner. It's 80s Brandon from Eclair, Wisconsin, so it's other side of the state from me. The whole bit about the contest was say some good things, the things you most like about it, the things you least like about it, suggestions to improve it. So I'll go over a couple of those. What he most liked was he covers topics that he enjoys personally, like sci-fi and comics, fast movie reviews. I do try to go over movie reviews kind of fast, not, you know, stretch them out. I just kind of give you the basic points of shit you need to know about the movie. Honest, I am very honest in my podcast. I don't bullshit about stuff. And the porno pick of the week, he also enjoys that, which I think that's a lot of people's favorites. What he least likes is too long of an intro. He thinks I should cut that down. Not sure why, but there's some high-pitched buzzing when people talk to others. I haven't heard that, but I'll make sure to go back and maybe listen to him to see if there is any buzzing or anything. And the name of my podcast doesn't seem to fit its content. He was expecting more of a focused on like different topics every show. The show did start off like that, but I soon realized I enjoy doing this format more. Just talking about what I want to talk about, because it's my podcast, you know, I think people are interested. I will still have some topic shows when something strikes me, but I think I'm going to stick with this format. Suggestions to improve the show, more guests, and have a regular co-host. The problem with that is I don't think anybody wants to be my co-host, or people who have contacted me weren't quite right for what I was looking for in a co-host. But I'm always open if people want to email me, want to be co-hosts or guests for a week. I'll certainly give them a try out and see how they go. Keep up your short format more like you did on episode 24, I believe. Yeah, I've kind of realized it's I like that format. I come out, talk about some stories, go over some emails, do some movies and other different reviews. Try coming out with an episode every week. That's kind of funny because this episode I think is about a week late or so. I don't think my schedule allows me to have doing it every week. I'm a full-time student. I work a lot. I got a girlfriend. I got a social life. I'm not sure if maybe if I had a regular co-host to take some of the load off me, because I do the podcast myself, I edit it myself, I do the website myself. Everything is on me, so, what can you do? Come out with a set intro, like geek stuff. I don't know what that means, but a set intro, I'm sure he just means just a regular intro that will be like 30 seconds that will play off. Go with a more modern website design. The problem with that is I'm the guy who's doing the website. I don't know too much about web design. I'm just kind of working with a program. I kind of know. If anybody is interested in, helping me fix up my website, send me an email. But, I can't pay you for it or anything. So, shit happens. You are the only adult geek podcast out there. You should capitalize on it. I think I am the only, I'm real with people. I talk about real things. I talk about porn. I talk about beating off. I talk about threesomes. These are things that happen in real life. Maybe not all people experience them, but these are the truth. I don't censor myself on my podcast, so it's what I think about it. You do a great job of keeping people interested, but sometimes when you switch over to your guests, it drags. I don't know what to say. I try to keep people interested, try to do some quick hit topics. That's the problem with guests, is having the right chemistry with them, having the right kind of bits, having the right back and forth between them. I'm sure you have a lot of people on the forum and listeners that would help you grow. Use that. Hey, man, if anybody thinks I have a good podcast, spread the word as much as you can. Keep it going. And at the end he says, thanks for a great product. I don't know about a great product. I have maybe a marginal product, but I tried to keep it out there. I tried to keep people entertained. And I think 80s Brandon, you need to email me your contact information, and I'll mail the book out to you. That about does it for me this week. If you'd like to get a hold of me, go to www.boardintheeighties.com. There's a contact me button on there. Go check that out. There's movie reviews up there. There's all sorts of business up there. So BornTheEighties.com. Also, go over to CoMutiny.com. Jake Harold did a very funny drawing about Gax Online, making fun of it. I thought that was really good, so check that one out. And until next time, to fight racism, bang black chicks.
Zone 3, hey! We finna crank the bitch up.
Hear me.
Show y'all what some real gangsta is. Cause some of y'all niggas jammed up. Hey, you
I'm a gangsta.
245, a charge on the Lucy, baby girl. You wanna ride with a
gangsta.
Hey, yeah, that's me. Tin it out, right, dirty coming down your street. I'm a
gangsta.
Get triggered, squeeze up. Got 50 killer with the strap down. Jesus, I'm a
gangsta.
Yeah, top of the list. Be a me, motherfucker. Get your mind right, bitch.
So many ways you can spray, get hit with the K any day. I ain't gon' motherfuckin' say that you might get touched. Cause them gangsta ass niggas, they don't talk too much. Come around, fuck with me, and then you might get rushed. Nah, I ain't with the yap, and I make the gat go bust. Keep fucking with us, we on the dangerous. Show you the meaning, the ash, and just the dust. Get me laid back in the lab. I don't know if them haters gon' handle that. Keep my motherfucking hand on my fucking head. Hey, all motherfuckers better get bad. Yeah, all the young ladies call me, get it, man. I don't know
know if y'all lames gon' understand. You can see the fat stacks off in my pants. Trying to treat me like a lame, you don't got a chance. Why? Cause
I'm a gangster, gangster.
245, a charge on the Lucy, baby girl, you wanna ride with a
gangster, gangster.
Hey, yeah, that's me. Tin it out, right now, they coming down your street. I'm a
gangster, gangster.
Get trigger, squeeze up. Got 50 killer with the strap down. Jesus, I'm a
gangster, gangster.
Top of the list, gorilla, you that motherfucker. Get your mind right, bitch. What you looking at? Getting hard like granite. Hardest nigga on the planet. Air punch, I throw land. He ain't gonna be standing at the meat, goddamn it. Knock you off your balance if your ass try to challenge. Who, me? I ain't say I was no killer. I just said that I ain't no bitch nigga. You ain't think I was gon' fold up now, did ya? Besides, that's my little homie pulling that trigger. I hit the mall by myself, the hood by myself. When I'm in LA, I rock the cactus with the bill. On the beach in Miami, rock Versace with the seal. I'm some gangster, I eat cereal out the meal. And I ain't acting, I'm just real like that. Make my grill look good with the 45 stack. Some of y'all motherfuckers ain't built like that. I got gangster in my blood, so you can kiss my ass.
I'm a gangster, gangster.
245, a charge on the Lucy, baby girl, you wanna ride with a
gangster, gangster.
Hey, yeah, that's me. Tin it out right now, they coming down your street. I'm a
gangster, gangster.
Get trigger, squeeze up. Got 50 killer with the strap down. Jesus, I'm a
gangster, gangster.
Top of the list, be a mean motherfucker, get your mind right, bitch.
Got the white walls on the old school. When I whip up, all the hoes chew. I get money like I fucking post to. Yeah, I know I'm gangster, but how about you? All black shirt with the black house shoe. Black tube socks and the matching hat too. And my G-Unit jeans is straight raw blue. Cause where I'm from, being the player's gangster smooth. I'm a gorilla on these hoes. Keep my little pippin' straight on G. Off in the club with my pockets on swole. Oh, you think I'm sweet? Then try me, bro. Get stumped to the floor. I was born in the A, raised in the A. When I did my dirt, nigga, I ain't gon' say. Shit, I was gon' go up and be a gangster anyway. Got a couple of war wounds on the gangster face.
I'm a gangster, gangster.
245, a charge on the Lucy, baby girl, you wanna ride with a
gangster, gangster.
Hey, yeah, that's me. Tin it out right now, they coming down your street. I'm a
gangster, gangster.
Get trigger, squeeze up. Got 50 killer with the strap down. Jesus, I'm a
gangster, gangster.
Yeah, top of the list. Gorilla, you that motherfucker. Get your mind right, bitch.